It's the Daily ISO with Tom Vecchio.
What's going on and welcome to the Daily ISO. I'm your host, Tom Vecchio, and I'm one of the contributors over at numberfire.com. This is a daily fantasy basketball podcast coming to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, getting you set for the day's slate, going over any injuries, news, notes, anything that'll help you set your lineup. Podcast can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, it's on Google Play, it's on TuneIn, it's on Spotify, it is across the industry. Make sure to give it a subscribe on the given platform. And if you're listening to it on numberfire.com, you can actually download it right below. You can follow me on Twitter at @DFS_Tom. Before we hop into the games, I want to let you know about the FanDuel Fantasy Playoff Contest. Yes, that is Fanta SEA. FanDuel is celebrating the start of the NBA playoffs with the Fantasy Playoffs by throwing a huge yacht party in Miami, presented by Playboy. Keep up with all the NBA action, partying with the Playmates and celebrity guests with a special performance by Flo Rida. Qualify right now and earn your spot for a chance to join the celebrations and compete for a share of $1 million in prizes. For more info, visit FanDuel.com or download the app today. Eligibility restrictions do apply. All you have to do is enter a qualifier from now until April 1st to win an entry into the live finals in Miami. There are 55 spots available, with some already won. The finalists will receive a VIP treatment consisting of 3 nights and of hotel accommodations at the Intercontinental in Miami, tickets to FanDuel Suite at the Phillies versus Miami Marlins game on April 12th, which Bryce Harper will be at, and access for two 2-hour $1 million fantasy playoffs yacht party on April 13th with a live concert by Flo Rida. All right, hopping into the action, we have 6 games on the slate tonight. As of right now, 3 of them do not have over-unders. That is the Nets at the Thunder, the Magic at the Wizards, and the Warriors at the Rockets. Those 3 games do not have over-under set. Dealing with a bit of injury news, and, you know, we'll jump right in and start off with point guard because Steph Curry is a guy you want to have your eye on tonight because Kevin Durant is already ruled out for this game for the Warriors. So this means the ball will be in Curry's hands even more. He comes in at $9,200 tonight. He's facing off against the Houston Rockets. And, you know, we don't have an over-under set in this game. But, you know, these two teams, high-powered offenses, et cetera, et cetera. I would say we're going to be up at, you know, 225 plus, 230, probably somewhere around there. It's going to be a high-scoring game. And if we're going to be seeing, you know, even more usage for Steph Curry, it's something that you obviously want to capitalize on. When Kevin Durant is off the court this season, we're seeing Steph Curry with about a 7% increase per 48 minutes in his usage, averaging an extra, you know, 5.18 fantasy points per the 48 minutes in that time. So his already strong average will be even higher. So we're going to want to, you know, focus in on Curry tonight. We do have the Warriors playing down in pace tonight. So we're working with, you know, another situation where should be a high-scoring game. He's going to be seeing the extra usage. It should be a close game in terms of the spread, but they're playing down in pace. But I'm still on board with Curry tonight at $9,200 with this you know, extra usage he should be seeing. Also at $9,200, which I think makes the ideal tournament pivot, is Mike Conley. Conley has just looked so strong in recent games. He's got one dud in here, but really outside of that, it's been phenomenal. 35, 32, 34 minutes in his past 3 games. He then set out one. In these 3 games, he posted 47, 51, and 52 fantasy points. This is not something we want to be going away from at $9,200. So the matchup for Conley certainly positions him to be the, you know, the cash game option. But I really do like him in GPPs if no one's going to be wanting to go to him. He's going up against the Atlanta Hawks, which is a team we've been attacking all season. They are 23rd overall in defensive efficiency. They are 18th against point guards. Even dating back before these games, he had this bad game against Dallas, only played 23 minutes, only put up 15 fantasy points. But on this side of the All-Star break, it's 42, 40, 33, and 48 fantasy points. So outside of that 115 game, it's a 33-point floor with every other game at 40 points or higher. So I really do like Conley tonight. If you want to spend up for one of those guys in your lineup, you're going to need to find some savings somewhere. And Tyler Johnson for the Phoenix Suns comes in at $5,500. Obviously very affordable tonight. Has a solid matchup, and I would say a surprisingly solid matchup going up against Utah, who are 6th overall in defensive efficiency, but they actually come in 25th against point guards. And at $5,500, this is a spot we want to be attacking you know, combined with the fact that we have a relatively close game here. This game has a spread of 7 points, and I say it's relatively close because we saw the Suns just, I want to say hang with the Warriors, but they beat the Warriors the other night in Oakland at the Oracle. So this Suns team is playing well. 34, 32, 29, 34 minutes in these last four games for Tyler Johnson, posting 22 or more points in every game and 29 or more points in three of the past four. So this is looking like a spot at $5,500. We're going to be getting another 30-point performance out of Tyler Johnson. I like the matchup for him, 222-point over-under with, again, a spread of 7, but I think the Suns are really going to hang in this game. They hung with the Milwaukee Bucks last week or the week before, whenever that was. They're hanging with some good teams. So is it a sneaky GBP stack, whatever you want to call it? This could be a game stack that gets out of hand and with the Suns actually keeping it close. If you want to drop down a little bit further in terms of pricing, DJ Augustine at $4,300 is someone you might need to be rostering if you really do need the salary relief. Going up against the Washington Wizards, who are 23rd in defensive efficiency against point guards, and you know he plays a ton of minutes, you know 28 or more in four straight, and he's under one fantasy point per minute in three of those games. But it's good production for a guy who's $4,300, right? We don't need 48 fantasy points or 38 fantasy points out of a guy who is this cheap. If he happens to do so, that's great, but posting 30 fantasy points in 29 minutes is pretty solid. Posting 22 and 28 is also pretty solid. So I'm on board with the savings at 4,300. I'm of course on board with the matchup, but again, we don't have an over-under or a spread set in this game. So the options at point guard are vast today. I would say, I didn't even talk about Westbrook, right? Chris Paul is in the mix. Trey Young, Satoransky is a guy I've been on recently. So we have a ton of options at point guard. I think you can be, firmly spending up for Westbrook if that's just a thing you like to do. Westbrook's on the slate. You got to have a bit of exposure to him. I get that. I want to be focusing in on Curry, Mike Conley in the mid-tier taking, Tyler Johnson. And then if I really, really need some savings, dropping down and taking DJ Augustine. Moving on to shooting guard, and oh boy, do we have a ton of options on tonight's slate. James Harden, Bradley Beal, Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker, Klay Thompson, D'Angelo Russell, these guys are all $8,000 and above. Obviously, there's plenty of, merit to, paying up for Harden, paying up to, Bradley Beal, because these guys are just putting up incredible, incredible numbers night in and night out, especially Beal, who has two 60-point games in a row. He's coming close to a triple-double in each of these games, 27-9-9, 36-10-9 in these past two games. Absolutely unbelievable for him. I will say that Harden is underperforming in some of these games, or underperforming, compared to his season average with 55, 30, 54, and 48, fantasy points in these last four games. He's going up against Golden State. They have this rivalry dating back, a few seasons now. I'm not going to be surprised if he goes for 60 plus. If you have the salary to spend on Harden, do so. I think you should also be spending on Bradley Beal as well. Klay Thompson is the guy we really should be looking at. He comes in at $8,000 tonight, back from his injury, two strong games with 28 and 39 real points for a total of 46 and 56 fantasy points. Now, we know that Durant is off the court this season. What happens to Klay Thompson? We know that we know what happens with Steph Curry. Klay Thompson actually sees a 10% increase in usage and is averaging 10 more fantasy points per 48 minutes this season. That is a lot for a guy who's $8,000. He's not $9,000 like Curry, where you're getting a good increase. We're getting a significant increase at a guy who's $8,000. So I am fully, fully on board with Klay Thompson tonight. The matchup for him is tough, no doubt. We actually have the Rockets coming in number one overall in defensive efficiency against shooting guards. So it's a tough matchup, but the increase in usage is nothing that should be going overlooked, right? We need to be having some exposure to Klay Thompson, especially with the shooting streak he's on, even dating back before he missed these two games, 21, 36, 26, and 20 real points in the four games prior to that, and now 28 and 39 this side of the injury. A lot of scoring coming from him, a lot of extra touches going his way on tonight's slate, so not something you want to fade, especially you see these alerts or whatever, and Klay Thompson started going from three, and he's 7 of 9, from three. And then you're just, if you don't have Klay Thompson, what do you do in the second half? So fully on board with him. If you can't spend up for him, Avery Bradley for the Memphis Grizzlies actually makes a good option going up against Atlanta. Again, a team we want to attack. They are 19th against shooting guards. Avery Bradley is $6,000. Obviously, decently priced on a six-game slate. playing a ton of minutes as we would expect, 34 or more in four straight. His fantasy points per minute do vary in these four games. So 37 minutes, 31 fantasy points, and then 35 and 17, which really isn't good. 34 and 26, again, not so great. But then we have 35 and 46 fantasy points. So one game is over one fantasy point per minute. One is still solid at 31 fantasy points in 37 minutes, and then the other two aren't really amazing. But the matchup tonight going up against the Atlanta Hawks is very soft. As I said, they are 19th against shooting guards, and this is a spot we want to be attacking. We have Atlanta coming in as a one-point home favorite with a 221-point over-under. So a very close game, and we do have the Grizzlies playing up in pace very, very slightly. This is all good stuff when it comes to rostering Grizzlies players tonight. So this is a player you want to be taking a look at. Right below him, we have Dwayne Wade coming in at $5,800. And, you know, despite this being his 15, 16 year in the league, he's getting it done. And he's, you know, not playing as many minutes as we'd like to see on a night-in and night-out basis, but he's coming off a full 2 days rest, and we should see him in a pretty good spot. The matchup is good when it comes to a DVP standpoint. Detroit's only 11th. When it comes to shooting guards, it's really nothing too hard for Wade, and we do have him producing consistent fantasy points at 30, 26, 23, and 34 fantasy points. The issue here is that we have Miami Heat playing down in pace by the largest margin on the slate, by over or under, whatever you want to call it, five possessions, which really isn't good. But the $5,800 price tag, the, you know, consistent point per minute production is something we do want to be focusing in on. So I do like Wade tonight. It's in limited fashion. If you want to take another step down in terms of pricing, Caris LeVert comes in at $5,300. For the Brooklyn Nets going up against the Oklahoma City Thunder, again, this game does not have an over-under set, but we do have the Nets playing up in pace by the largest margin on the slate. I will say that LeVert, his production is highly variable, but in some games it seems like he's like hyper-efficient almost. Like it's truly amazing about what he can do. You know, coming back from, you know, the terrible injury that he had, and the minutes have been a bit up and down. The production has been up and down along with it. 27 minutes, 19 fantasy points, 21 minutes, you know, 10 fantasy points. But then we look at some of these games, you know, notably against Dallas, 26 minutes, 33 fantasy points. He's $5,300. I'm on board with that. You know, 26 minutes against San Antonio, 34 fantasy points. I'm on board with that. And then he lays a complete dud, you know, against Washington, 20 minutes, 0.4 fantasy points. So he is legitimately all over the place where he's down at zero and then he's up at, you know, 34 fantasy points. But if you want to embrace that in GPPs, not for cash games, embrace that in GPPs when they're going to be playing up in pace, this is the spot to do so. So I do like LeVert, GPP option only, as I said. On to small forward, which is led by Paul George. He comes in at $10,000 tonight. He's going up against the Brooklyn Nets, as I mentioned. He's only played the Brooklyn Nets one time this season. And in that game, he boasted 72 fantasy points. That's pretty good. So if you want to spend up on Paul George, absolutely do so. The minutes are always there for him. The usage will always be there for him. Since he missed those three games with that shoulder issue, he came back and he's been a bit up and down. 38 minutes, 36 fantasy points in his first game. Then he, you know, posts 63 fantasy points against Portland in 43 minutes, and then 18 fantasy points in 27 minutes against the Clippers. Obviously, that's terrible. And then the other night, 40 fantasy points in 34 minutes against the Jazz. $10,000, I think, is obviously a very reasonable price tag for him. The matchup is there for him going up against the Nets. We do have Oklahoma City playing slightly down in pace. It's almost non-existent. And the Nets come in 25th in defensive efficiency against small forward. So Paul George should be firmly on your radar tonight. Moving down a bit further, since we have no KD at $9,800, Kelly Oubre Jr. coming in at $7,000 is the next most expensive option at small forward. You know, seemingly some players I never seem to get right where I think they're in a fantastic spot and then he just doesn't get it done. It looks to be a tougher spot, or he burned me and I might have recency bias and I faded him and then he goes off. Kelly Oubre kind of fits that mold for me sometimes, but I like him tonight, right? And I think, you know, as I said with Tyler Johnson, I think that the Suns can hang around in this game going up against Utah. So to start it off, it's a tougher matchup, right? We have the Utah Jazz coming in 7th in defensive efficiency against small forwards. Oubre has looked pretty solid in these past few games with, you know, if you look back at his last, let's see, eight or so games, he's got a floor of 22 points and a ceiling of 54 points, which is all good. You know, 29, 35, 32, 54 in his most recent four, and then 30, 38, 29, and 22. This is all good. We're seeing some relatively consistent production out of him. The matchup for him, we saw a bit tougher last time against Utah back on February the 6th, 32 minutes, which is where he's been, you know, his entire time with the Suns. He only put up 28 fantasy points. But his recent production as of late has me encouraged. I don't know if I want to use him in cash games, probably not, tournaments only. And like I said, the Suns can hang around in this game with Utah. So at $7,000, hopefully at lower ownership, we want Kelly Oubre to have another strong 35, 38 fantasy point game over one fantasy point per minute, you know, specifically for GPPs. So I'm on board with him tonight, but I got to be cautious with how much exposure, and you should be cautious how much exposure you want to him. Other options at small forward we want to pay attention to, one of which is Jonathan Isaac for the Orlando Magic. Now, right now, we have Aaron Gordon, their power forward, is currently listed as questionable for tonight's game against the Wizards. Gordon's been looking very strong as of late, but if for some reason he doesn't play, Jonathan Isaac should be a very, very popular play at $6,000. When Aaron Gordon is off the court this season, Jonathan Isaac sees an increase in usage that really isn't noticeable. It's about 1%, about 3 fantasy points per minute extra per 48, which brings him to 42 fantasy points per 48 minutes, which is pretty solid. It's under 1 fantasy point per minute, but when he's probably, you know, the second best offensive option behind Vucevic at center, who we'll get to, you know, Jonathan Isaac really does stand to gain from this matchup, considering the fact that they're going up against the Washington Wizards, and they come in 10th in defensive efficiency against small forwards, which may not seem good, but if Isaac actually lines up at the power forward position, the Washington Wizards come in 28th in defensive efficiency against power forwards. So Isaac is a small forward, you know, listed on FanDuel, but he actually might line up in the power forward spot depending on their actual lineup should Aaron Gordon be ruled out. So there's a lot of, you know, factors we need to be considering here. You know, will Aaron Gordon be ruled out? That's number one. If so, you know, will we have Isaac confirmed in the starting lineup, and then we'll go from there. But I do like him in this matchup tonight in what should be, again, a close game. We don't have the over-under yet because of the Aaron Gordon news, but it should be higher, and, you know, both these teams aren't great defensively, so I kind of like this game to be, you know, a bit high-scoring and kind of wild with plenty of fantasy points to go around. If you want to drop down and really take some savings, Joe Harris on the Brooklyn Nets is at $4,500. Again, we have the Nets playing up in pace by the largest margin on the slate. We have Damari Carroll, who's already been ruled out for this game, which means Joe Harris should be seeing a solid increase in usage. We know he, you know, predominantly scores his fantasy points from raw points, the pure scoring. He's known for the three-point shot, the three-point contest winner. He's $4,500. We should have a close game. They're playing up in pace. All of these are good things. He's played the Thunder one time this season. He played 33 minutes in that game. He posted 33 fantasy points in that game. I'm fully on board with Joe Harris at $4,500 today in what should be another relatively close competitive game because we have two playoff-bound teams. Like, this is a time of year where we may not see that. And one team, you know, the clear, you know, team that's tanking, we have one team that's firmly in the playoffs. We're going to get a bit of a mismatch. The starters won't be playing the full minutes, et cetera, et cetera. But we have an injury situation which will benefit Joe Harris. And we have, you know, consistency in the recent matchup against the Thunder, along with playing up in pace. So the savings are there for him on a six-game slate where there's not a massive amount of value. He's a guy you might want to have in your player pool. Moving on to power forward, where the most expensive option and what might be the best option at power forward is John Collins for the Atlanta Hawks. He comes in at $8,800. He's facing off against the Memphis Grizzlies, who come in 26th against power forwards. And there is something about John Collins where, I don't know, it's his game, his fantasy production. Like, every time he's on the slate, I need to or want to have exposure to him. He missed a few games due to an injury. He's come back, played 25, 29, and 30 minutes. That is in order, 30 the most recent game, so the minutes are trending up. In each game he has been back, he has posted a double-double. He has 32, 62, and 46 fantasy points in these three games. He is firmly, firmly set up to do that again because of this matchup going against Memphis. And I said the Hawks come in as 1-point home favorites. So this game is also a potential for a game stack if you're looking to do that and attack it in GPPs. I think he's also firmly, you know, in cash game consideration just due to how consistent he's been and the matchup. Atlanta is playing down in pace very slightly. It's not too much of a concern. So $8,800, I think you can be looking to have plenty of exposure to him. Cash games, like I said, GPPs, you don't have to obviously do a game stack to have exposure to him, but, you know, have him in any lineup you can afford him type of situation. At power forward, you know, we're working with a bit of value today where there's no super, super expensive option. And before, you know, once you move a few players down, we're, you know, kind of reaching the $6,000 range, which isn't that expensive. You know, Derek Favors for the Utah Jazz certainly isn't the flashiest, you know, player, isn't the most exciting player to roster when it comes to DFS, but the matchup is certainly there for him today. Oh boy, the Suns come in 30th in defensive efficiency, dead last in the league against power forward. So Favors is in a quote-unquote favorable spot tonight, and at $6,400, he certainly can do plenty in order to reach value. The most recent time he played Phoenix back on February the 6th, 23 minutes, 28 fantasy points. He's $6,400 tonight. Like I said, expecting the Suns to actually keep this game pretty close. So we're going to need some scoring from the Jazz side. And with Ricky Rubio still out, it should be, you know, led by Donovan Mitchell, some Rudy Gobert in there. And Derek Favors is a guy that could go overlooked. So I do like him in tournaments today. The matchup presents itself to be a cash game option. I would prefer to spend up to try and get John Collins in my lineup. If I'm needing some savings at power forward, I don't mind dropping down, you know, and taking actually the guy on the other side of this matchup, Josh Jackson for the Phoenix Suns. He comes in at $4,400, and the matchup is kind of good enough for him. The Jazz are 20th in defensive efficiency against power forwards. Jackson doesn't have the most consistent role within the offense. He's not playing a ton of minutes, but 21, 21, 25, 23 minutes, producing over one fantasy point per minute in two of those games. As I said, I'm kind of on board with the Suns tonight. I guess that's my take for today's slate. I'm on board with the Suns of keeping this game close. So Josh Jackson at 4,400, does stand to be in a good spot. I will say, I don't know if it's just me having some recency bias, because I specifically remember this game he played against Utah back on the 6th. I keep referencing this date because, you know, talking about Tyler Johnson, talking about, you know, Derek Favors and Josh Jackson. I remember rostering Josh Jackson on this day back on the 6th. He posted 53 fantasy points in that game against Utah. So maybe he just has their number. Now, I will say he played 38 minutes in that game. He hasn't played that amount of minutes since that game. He's actually only played over 30 minutes twice since that game. His role has slightly diminished. Maybe they roll him out there because he has, you know, their number. He has the familiarity going up against their defense. But at 4,400, if we're looking for plenty of upside in a favorable matchup, I think Jackson is the guy tonight. So for me, it's about spending up to John Collins, dropping down to Josh Jackson where I need him, going to Derek Favors just to sprinkle in some diversity within the lineup, getting a different player in my player pool. And I think also going to Bobby Portis at $6,900 is a pretty good call. The matchup for him tonight is very middle of the road. The Magic come in 14th in defensive efficiency against power forwards, and Bobby Portis has looked very, very consistent in these past three games. 41, 36, and 40 fantasy points, double-doubles in two of these three games, and in that other game he didn't have a double-double, he had 9 rebounds. This gives him 3 double-doubles in his last 5 games, you know, one rebound away from a fourth double-double. So the points are certainly there for him, the minutes are there from him, 25 or more in 4 of these last 5. Solid price tag on him at $6,900, not overly expensive. And of course, what should be a pretty high scoring close matchup going up against the Magic. So power forward is a spot where I want to reach up for John Collins just because that's what I want to do. I'll look elsewhere. I'll take some savings with, you know, Caris LeVert. I'll take some savings with Tyler Johnson. I'll take some savings with, you know, Jonathan Isaac on the other side of this game, who's not overly expensive, or Joe Harris. And really, you know, you can have a well-balanced lineup tonight. You can go stars and scrubs. I think there's a lot of different ways to attack it. If you're truly looking to spend up on a star tonight, Nikola Vucevic for the Orlando Magic is a guy you absolutely want to have on your radar. He's a double-double threat basically every single night. He can produce 50 fantasy points every single night, and the matchup for him is there in spades tonight, right? You want to go and say it that way. We have the Magic going up against the Wizards. The Wizards come in 24th in defensive efficiency against centers. We have Vucevic out here producing, 10 double-doubles in his last 11 games. 26 and 10, 20 and 13, 12 and 12, 28 and 13 his last four. 46 or more fantasy points in three of his past four games. So Vucevic is a guy you absolutely need to have your eye on tonight, combined with the fact that we are waiting on Aaron Gordon injury news, right? When Aaron Gordon is off the court, we see Vucevic with a very slight increase in usage, 1.8%, along with it averaging 2.22 fantasy points more per 48 minutes. So, I mean, he's a usage monster, you know, as it is, he's producing a ton of fantasy points. Normally, a slight increase in usage with Aaron Gordon off the court. I don't think that's something we truly need to take into account. If you want to drop down, DeMarcus Cousins at $8,500. You know, his price has gone back up there. We're seeing his role and his minutes getting back up there. And if we know that Kevin Durant is going to be out. So this is like the main thing. I talked about Clay. I talked about Steph Curry. It's time for DeMarcus Cousins. Back on February the 28th, Kevin Durant actually just sat out that game due to rest. And DeMarcus Cousins played in that game 31 minutes and 40 fantasy points. So at least we have like a recent sample size of when Durant was off the court, what did DeMarcus Cousins' role within the offense look like? It was solid, right? Double-double, 31 minutes, 40 fantasy points. And again, we should be seeing a higher scoring game here going up against the Rockets with a relatively close spread, I'm going to assume. We obviously don't have that yet. But, you know, Boogie's going to go out there and do his thing. You know, he has plenty of upside. He can get the blocks, a double-double threat, most nights. And with Durant off the court, we know that a slight amount of extra usage should be going his way. $8,500, firmly go to him. Right on the other side of that matchup, right next to him in terms of pricing, Clint Capella, $8,400. Capella is a guy I always have interest in when it comes to GPPs because, you know, everyone says you got to go to Harden, you got to go to, you know, Chris Paul. And, you know, if all the ownership's going to be going there, Capella sometimes just comes in way, way too cheap or way too, his ownership isn't high enough. It's way too low owned. And he's out there producing fantasy points basically every single game. The matchup for him tonight is solid. The Warriors are 16th in defensive efficiency against centers. So if you're looking to do a game stack here, which is, you know, always fantastic to do in a game that has a, you know, projected super high, if we had to take a guess, 225, 230, give or take, we don't have it as of now. But you're going to need to, you know, one, try and differentiate yourself within that game stack. You also want the highest equity players, and that is a Klay Thompson, that is a Steph Curry, Harden, Chris Paul, all these guys. But if you want to go the contrarian route within the game stack, Clint Capella could be your main guy. He has a good matchup. He's out there playing a ton of minutes, as we know. So just keep your eye on him tonight at $8,400. If you want to drop down and take some savings, because we have a ton of high-end options. You know, Andre Drummond isn't in the best spots in terms of DVP. Same thing goes with a few of these guys on this list. You know, Hassan Whiteside, his price is cheap enough that I would consider him in GPPs, but it's obviously a very tough matchup going up against Andre Drummond and the Pistons. We also have the Miami Heat playing down in pace, as I mentioned. You can go to, Rudy Gobert. You can go to, Jared Allen actually has a surprisingly good matchup. Jonas Valanciunas for the Grizzlies actually has a surprisingly good matchup. But actually, the pivot off of Valanciunas is Joakim Noah for the Grizzlies as well. Out here at $4,800, producing some solid fantasy points in some of these games. This is a GPP option. 23 minutes and 18 fantasy points in his most recent game isn't good. But 20 minutes and 28 fantasy points is good. 26 minutes and 35 fantasy points is good. 15 minutes and 12 fantasy points is not. And then we're back at 17 minutes and 33 fantasy points. And then this goes, you know, kind of on and on back at his recent game log. So $4,800, the potential for 30-plus fantasy points is a very, very nice tournament option on today's slate. Now, we know he's basically splitting time right down the middle with Valanciunas, which is why you don't want him in cash games. You want a guy locked into his role for cash games, consistent minutes, you know, consistent member of the offense. And that just really isn't the case for Noah. But for tournaments, absolutely in play tonight in a fantastic matchup going up against the Hawks, who come in 23rd against centers. And again, this game has a 1-point spread in favor of Atlanta. So I really do like, you know, attacking them from the Memphis side of the ball and then running it back with John Collins. This really sets up to be a nice fantasy environment. All right, so that does it for today's podcast. As always, it can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, TuneIn. It is across the industry. Make sure to give it a subscribe on the given platform or download it below if you're listening to it on Number Fire. You can follow me on Twitter at DFS_Tom. Until next time, good luck in your contests.